This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Do American children still learn handwriting in school? In this age of the keyboard, some people seem to think handwriting lessons are on the way out. We asked a literacy professor at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Steve Graham says he has been hearing about the death of handwriting for the past 15 years. So is it still being taught?
If the results of a survey that we had published this year are accurate, it is being taught by about 90% of teachers in grades 1 to 3.
90% of teachers also say they are required to teach handwriting. But studies have yet to answer the question of how well they are teaching it. Professor Graham says one study published this year found that about 3 out of every 4 teachers say they are not prepared to teach handwriting.
And then when you look at how it's taught, you have some teachers who are teaching handwriting by providing instruction for 10, 15 minutes a day, and then other teachers who basically teach it for 60 to 70 minutes a day, which really for handwriting is pretty much death.
Many adults remember learning that way by copying letters over and over again. Today's thinking is that short periods of practice are better. Many experts also think handwriting should not be taught by itself. Instead, they say, it should be used as a way to get students to express ideas. After all, that is why we write. Professor Graham says handwriting involves 2 skills. One is legibility, which means forming the letters so they can be read. The other is fluency, writing without having to think about it. The professor says fluency continues to develop up until high school. But not everyone masters these skills. Teachers commonly report that about 1/4 of their kids have poor handwriting. Some people might think handwriting is not important anymore because of computers and voice recognition programs. But Steve Graham at Vanderbilt says word processing is rarely done in elementary school, especially in the early years.
Even when we look at surveys that we've done with high school teachers, we find that less than 50% of assignments are done via word processing or with word processing. And in fact, if we added in, you know, like taking notes and doing tests in class, most of the writing done in school is done by hand.
American children traditionally first learn to print, then to write in cursive, which connects the letters. But guess what we learn from a spokeswoman for the College Board, which administers the SAT College Admission Test? More than 75% of students choose to print their essay on the test rather than write in cursive. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. To learn more about handwriting research and to share comments, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.